Om Shri Sai Ram. On behalf of all of us assembled here, I offer my most humble, loving, reverential pranams to the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan, who is ever omnipresent. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, and members of the youth team, Sai Ram to all of you. I deem it as an honor and privilege to be standing in this divine sannidhi and talking to all of you. Nearly 1,000 members and devotees from the district of Chennai Metro South and neighborhood are here in Prashanti Nilayam as part of the two-day Parthiyatra, journey to the divine. We pray to Bhagwan to shower his divine blessings on all the devotees and members assembled here. Today, I have the pleasant task of placing some of the seva activities being done at Chennai. We believe and accept it is an opportunity offered by Bhagwan to us to perform seva for our own spiritual upliftment. Talking of opportunities, Bhagwan gives us opportunities even to know him. I am reminded of an opportunity Bhagwan gave me in the year, way back in the year 1977, when I was a school student. My father was an agriculturist living in a remote village where there was no school. Myself and my two brothers were studying in various schools, staying either at relatives' house or in hostel. In the year 1977, our parents decided to set up a home at Tambaram, a suburb of Chennai. When we moved into the house there, we saw photos of a hallowed hair person all over the house, in the almirahs, in every corner of the house. I had no clue who that person was, and I innocently asked my mother who he was, and she nonchalantly dismissed, "Yaro Babava," somebody called Baba. And she asked me to remove all the photos. At that time, we simply threw away the opportunity that Swami gave us to know him. Then Swami made me wait for a full 9 years to know him again. It was not until the year 1986, when I went to Dubai to work there, that Swami again gave me an opportunity. My brother took me to a friend's house where that uncle and auntie invited us for breakfast on a Friday, which is the weekly holiday there. We started talking about Swami, and end of the day, what was supposed to be a breakfast meeting ended at till dinner, talking about Swami and nothing else throughout the day. But what is more important for me, and that was, I did not miss the opportunity to know Bhagwan at that time. We are all fortunate that we are all living in the same age and era of the avatar himself. We are all even more fortunate to have grabbed the opportunity to know him. Now, let us take the next step to progress more spiritually by involving ourselves in seva activities. As many of you may be aware, the Satya Sai Seva organization is a very well-structured and layered organization with a large, strong, dedicated and disciplined cadre base. The Satya Sai Seva organization offers a perfect platform for those who would like to render seva activities. The activities are broadly divided into three verticals, namely spiritual, educational and service. The service activities are further divided into healthcare, socio-care and many subdivisions within them. One of the flagship seva activities of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations Tamil Nadu is the mobile hospital services. This was started during the year September 2014 and has now been running successfully for the last 27 months. Let us now see a very short video of the Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital being run at Tamil Nadu.
Hailing from a humble background and living through very difficult times himself, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba empathized completely with the needs of the poor. Through his life and works, he showed that the most advanced technology can actually reach the doorstep of the needy if there is a heart that cares. An example of this is the Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital Project. The project is a thread in the large fabric of Sai Seva being done all over the world, bringing warmth and hope to millions. on the Friday, Saturday and Sunday of every week, the high-tech mobile hospital bus leaves Sundaram, the abode of Bhagwan Baba in Chennai. On any given day, it goes to one of 12 nodal points, some rural and some semi-urban, located in six districts with a radius of about 55 kilometers. Patients await the arrival of the bus in eager anticipation as it comes to their doorstep on the same day each and every month. A digital registration with an indigenously developed software helps in segregating the patients in accordance to their medical needs and specialties. Many devotees of Baba promptly volunteer their time to help with logistics, and a trained few assist with medical screening. Those with a medical background speak to the people and advise them on various aspects of health and hygiene. The patient then goes and meets the doctor who diagnoses the problem. If further investigative tests are required, the patient is sent to the mobile hospital bus. The bus is equipped with a digital X-ray machine, an ultrasound scanner, and a comprehensive blood analyzer. With the test results in hand, the doctors then prescribe the appropriate medicines to the patients, which are given at the pharmacy counter. Doctors belonging to a wide range of specialties, such as ophthalmology, gynecology, general medicine, dentistry, and even psychology, regularly attend the camps. In cases where a surgery is inevitable, the patients are referred to a hospital where it is done completely free of charge. Is it possible to sustain such an ambitious undertaking? The answer is a definitive yes.
More than 50,000 persons have been benefited through the mobile hospital services in Chennai since the beginning. The other medical activities include the Sai Kripa unit near Sundaram, which is now actually running for a full 60 years non-stop every Sunday. Yet another major activity that we undertook within the last 1 year include the massive flood relief efforts for the city of Chennai. We'll now see on the screens a collection of photos during the flood relief efforts in the city. As all of you are aware, Chennai, along with a few segments of the neighboring districts, were devastated by the massive floods during the first week of December 2015. The scale of destruction was massive, resulting in displacement of a few lakhs of families. The Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations was one of the very first to reach out to the flood-affected families. The initial efforts were focused on rescuing those who were trapped in flooded homes perched on their upper floors. Our youth brothers, who were trained in disaster relief, immediately swung into action with boats and life jackets to reach out to the affected persons. The next focus was on providing cooked food to those who moved to the safer places like schools and government buildings. Our Sevadals actually waded into knee-deep water and handed over food packets to the affected people. After the waters receded and after the displaced persons were returning to their homes, the Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations launched a massive relief effort to provide a comprehensive kit consisting of 31 items, including rice, dal, sugar, clothing, mat, etc. The items were drawn up based on the guidelines given by Bhagwan himself during the tsunami relief efforts, which are carried out in January 2005. Actually, the initial estimate was to provide relief kits, as we called it, Bhagwan Swami's Prasadam, to about 22,000 families, but we finally ended up reaching out to more than 30,000 families. Following Bhagwan's guidelines once again, these Prasadam boxes were distributed door to door to all the beneficiaries. The spontaneous response from the youth team and from the alumni of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning in carrying out the relief efforts were truly overwhelming. At this time, I would like to narrate a small incident. When we were all busy packing the relief boxes, I received a frantic call from a person known to me. The caller narrated that they had bought saris and other clothing to be distributed to the affected persons and families. But when they went to the affected area, they were simply mobbed there and the new saris and clothing were snatched away from them. I told them to simply hand it over to the Satya Sai Seva organization and we would include them in our prasadam boxes. We then took the person along with us to the same area and they were simply amazed to see the orderliness in the distribution effort. This is the difference that we as the organization are known for, which was possible only because they are following Bhagwan's guidelines scrupulously. The photos that you are seeing on the screen were taken at the time of distribution of the prasadam boxes. You can see the discipline and the orderliness at all the locations where we distributed these prasadam boxes. This is the hallmark of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization in entirety. Our other seva activities include cleaning. We did a cleaning of the electric crematorium in Besanagar in September 2015. We also did the Greenways Road MRTS railway station cleaning under the Swachhata Se Divyata Tak program, which is a national initiative of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations India. More than 300 members participated in each of these seva activities. The next activity is the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program, under which, apart from the regular medical and other activities, we have been providing Annapurna Amrita Kalasam packets containing monthly grocery and provisions for 50 persons continuously every month for the last 7+ years. We have also initiated preliminary works under the newly launched Seva activity under the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Jyoti. Yet another unique seva that the Mahilas carry out is the antenatal care provided to the pregnant women. For the last 20 years, nearly 1,000+ women have been benefited from the seva since 1995. The Mahila Sevadals are also carrying out the digitization of the older issues of Sanatana Sarathi Tamil and also helping the organization in the mailing of the monthly magazine on a regular basis. The list is endless. I have only a small request to all of you. For those who have not yet become a member of the organization, please do so and go to the nearest samiti at once and take up just any one activity which are within your capabilities. We have seva activities from the most simple to the most challenging. As I said at the beginning, it is up to each one of us to grab the opportunity and do whatever little seva we can. Let me end with a quote from the Bhagwan himself when she gave in the Blue Mountains of Nilgiris in the year 1976. In moments of great distress, Pandavas were only thinking of Krishna, teaching us a lesson about the intimate connection and friendship between Pandavas and Krishna. Lord Krishna protected them as eyelids protect the eyes because of the sacred love Pandavas had for him. He stood by them as their companion at all times, in difficult times and in good fortune, even when they are living in the forest unrecognized for a whole year. This is the meaning of true friendship. If we look at the quality of friendship in the present times, there is no evidence of true friendship at all. When the lake is full of water, frogs gather around. And when the lake is empty, all frogs disappear. So also, when you are prosperous and wealthy, everyone is your friend. But when your wealth disappears, no one is around. Remember, the only friend who will continue to be with you at all times is God Himself. Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva, tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva, tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva, tvameva sarvam mama deva deva, tvameva sarvam mama sai deva. He is our mother, he is our father, he is our relative, he is our friend, he is the knowledge, wealth and our everything. Bhagwan is our only true friend and God of all gods. Jai Sai Ram.
Loving pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. The illustrious speaker who just spoke aptly said that Bhagwan is everything for us. He is loving father, loving mother, loving guide, loving friend. With prayerful salutations to Bhagwan, it's now time to introduce a group of talented Balavikas alumni who have blossomed under the loving care of Bhagwan. We have today for the music program on the violin Sri Sai Rakshit. He is a disciple of Kalei Mamani A. Kanyakumari and Sri Rajkumar Bharati. He is currently doing his first year BCom at Chennai. Playing the flute today is a boy who is quite appropriately named Sai Krishna. He is a disciple of Trichy L. Sharanan. He is currently studying in the 11th standard. Playing the keyboard is a former student of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. His name is Neelakantan. He is currently working in a startup company in Chennai, and he will be ably supported by Sri Anirudh, who is part of the Radio Sai team here in Prashant Nilayam. He's been graceful enough to actually be part of this team. He also belongs to Chennai. On the mridangam is Sai Shankar. He is a disciple of his father, Sri Chidambaram Balashankar. He is currently working in a reputed automobile company. On the ghatam is Sri Sainath. He is a disciple of Padma Shri T.H. Vikku Vinayakara. He is a sound engineer and a musician by profession. And on the Mugar Singh is Sai Subramanyam. He is a disciple of Mr. A.S. Krishnan. He is a chartered accountant and works for a reputed private sector bank. Jai Sai Ram.
Sri Sai Ram, offering ourselves at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved and loving Swami. Dear Swami, we consider ourselves blessed to have received an opportunity to present this musical garland in your divine presence. This is the auspicious month in which your birthday would be celebrated. We have thus attempted to weave this theme into our musical garland today. The tune that we present today is composed in the Raga Gauri Manohari. This is the 23rd Melakartha Raga in the Carnatic music system. The number 23 denotes the date of your holy advent. The corvée or the concluding sequence you would be playing is 11. This signifies November, the month of your advent. The Talam is Sankirna Chapu, which is denoted by the number 9. Swami, you have always emphasized on 9 as the divine number. The number 9 is also what we get on summing up the digits of the current year 2016. This particular piece is composed by Sri Rajkumar Bharati. Dear Swami, we your children's hope that you will be pleased with this humble birthday gift that we are placing at your lotus feet. Jai Sai Ram.
मानस भजरे गुरु चरणम् मानस भजरे गुरु चरणम्
मानस भजरे गुरु चरणम्
दुस्तर भव सागर तरणम्
दुस्तर भव सागर तरणम्
दुस्तर भव सागर तरणम्
Baba. शंभो तांडव प्रियकर शिव शिव शंभो तांडव प्रियकर
सत्यनारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा। నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్య నారాయణ 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 ఓం నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం ఓం జయ
జై బోలో భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్య సాయి బాబా.